keep going to the next slide. What was Christ's greatest miracle? The one that never went away. Have you ever thought about that? All the feeding the 5,000, the blind, the lame, they all got hungry and blind again. What's the one that never went away? The miracle of complete forgiveness. When Jesus said, I forgive you. When Jesus said, go and sin no more, I don't condemn you. We need to learn how to open the gift, the miracle of salvation. So keep looking at your slides. I'm going to do this real quickly. Satan the accuser wants us to only remember the many times we've fallen. He delights in the days or weeks or months he can keep us condemning ourselves, beating ourselves up, trying to be guilty enough so God feels sorry for us. But that's Satan's plan, so don't fall for it. Resist Satan, believe the truth, speak the truth, and do what I call preaching the gospel to yourself. So whenever we sin, God says, just turn back, repent, and confess, and remember that we are forgiven, justified, regenerated, reconciled, adopted, redeemed, and sanctified. And that makes us precious in His sight. And one of the most powerful habits that you could grow in is this list of the ramifications of salvation. Keep this list in your Bible, at home, in your computer. And slowly, as you understand and lay hold of these truths, a life-changing transformation takes place in our minds as we believe the truth, then our emotions as they follow our minds, and finally, our whole life as we live each day based on God's truth. And here it is. See, this is what I keep it taped in my Bible. I keep it on my cell phone. And by the way, this card is free on our website. And you can just go there under resources and download it at any time. But here it is up close. Let me read it to you. This is what I say to God when Satan tempts me to despair. I say, I am forgiven. God removed my debts. And I quote Ephesians 1:7 that I memorized. Then I say, I'm justified. God has changed my state. I'm not a convict anymore. And then I quote Romans 5:1. And then I say, I'm regenerated. God has transformed my heart. I say this out loud. I pray this. I thank the Lord. I say it all different ways. I am reconciled. God has become my friend. And I have a wonderful verse I've memorized. I'm adopted. God changed my family. I'm in His family. I am redeemed. God owns me. I'm sanctified. God is changing my behavior. Next slide. Remember that salvation starts an endless new beginning. And what I mean by that is, if you just take a minute, let me explain to you the new beginning before we go. Let me explain to you what the only gospel, the one God invented and performed and finalized by Jesus Christ, that answers the ultimate question, how do I get right with God? The God who revealed from Genesis that He was sending this Savior who would finish the work of paying the price for my sin. That gives me an endless new beginning. Here we go. Sometimes we forget what being born again means. The new birth is an offer of the ultimate fresh start. Think about a baby at birth. That's why it's called the new birth, or born again. Being saved, being converted, becoming a follower of Christ, Jesus called it the new birth. Why? Because a baby is a person with no past, only a future. Have you ever thought about that, what the new birth means? It means my past is gone. The record, the penalty I deserve, and the record of all the sins of my whole life, past, present, to the end, it has already once and for all been put on Christ. Wow. The new birth offers us a brand new start. The record of every sin, every failure, every stain removed forever. That's justification. All that a born-again believer has is a future. See, we look toward where we're headed. We're looking toward our glorious home being prepared for us, our Savior coming to lead us home, our God and Father that we're going to forever love and adore and worship and serve. The glorious truth of salvation is that there's no past that the promises of salvation cannot make new if you just cry out to him. There is no bondage, nothing I'm enslaved to that Christ cannot break. There's no fear that his presence, do you remember a couple classes ago I talked about the box, our problems go in, and that the omnipresence of Christ means he's in there with us? That's why he says, don't fear, I'm with you. There's no stain, there's no sin that is so deeply penetrating that his blood cannot cleanse. And there's no past his promises can't make new. The glory of the only gospel, the salvation our Savior Jesus came to assure us of, and that he has saved us into, that nothing can take away is, it's the new birth of no bondage, no fear, no stain, no past. We're just living in an endless new beginning. So look back at your slides. That's salvation's endless new beginnings. And that is the only gospel. And it's given to us by God.